Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
Hallelujah. This is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you, Lord God.
We thank you for your presence tonight, and we thank you, Lord God, for your presence, your anointing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for even as we come before your presence, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're about to do tonight. Lord, we lean in, we depend, and we trust in you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are God, and besides you, there is no other. Thank you for leading our hearts tonight as we trust you, Lord God. Lead as we lean and depend on you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for you are the one that causes us to thrive. And we trust you tonight, Lord God. We depend on the word from you. We thank you, Lord God, for meeting us right where we are, Lord Jesus, as we come before your presence, Lord God. Thank you for meeting us right where we are. And we thank you, Lord God, for your heart, even as you cause us, Lord God. Thank you as you cause us to dig deeper into your presence, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for you causing us to move in such a pathway, Lord God, that you, even as you cause us to thrive, even as you lead us, guide us in all truth. Thank you for your word in this hour. Thank you for your heart, even the heart, your passion that we have after you let it burn in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your heart, even as you express your love tonight, Lord God, as we come before you. We're thanking you for what you're about to do in the name of Jesus. And we thank you as we look, lean, and depend on you, Lord God. Thank you for the manifestation of your word like never before in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, for your hand being upon us tonight, even as the word is going to come forth out of our mouth. And we thank you for us rejoicing and receiving that which you have for us. In the name of Jesus, and Father, we thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, as you continue to move, oh God, into the direction you have us to go. Thank you for causing us, hallelujah, to triumph, even in the midst of the trials and tests, oh God. Nothing is impossible to you. And we thank you, Lord God, as we pursue you passionately, Lord God, to be in your presence. Thank you, Lord God, as you move upon our hearts. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, as our heart is fixed tonight. We trust it in you. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. Jesus, increase that we decrease now. Jesus, increase that we decrease now. Jesus, increase that we decrease now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that your will shall be done tonight. Oh, we surrender all to you, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God, we depend on the deal on you. All you, Jesus, move upon us in Jesus' name. Oh, we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. We give you all the praise, all the honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence tonight. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, that my Shanda. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to Eagles Wings. I'm sorry. Welcome to the Eagles of Light Hour. And Apostle Marcus Dupree. And thank God, Prophet Slade Dupree. And we welcome you tonight. Amen. Amen. We thank God for each of all the Eagles Wings International Ministry members for who is on the line right now, and even for those who are sharing with us tonight. And thank God for each and every one of you who all are our guests. And I want to talk to you tonight, amen, and we want to talk on something that's very important. We're talking about being desperate for God, desperate for God. When we're talking about being desperate for God, it's extreme. It's really all out for God. It really just nothing else matters but getting to his presence. So we're thinking, we're talking about being desperate for him. We're talking about going to that place in God that really nothing else matters. You know, when your heart is fixed really on this thing, you're not gonna move. You know, you're not gonna be shaken or anything that's gonna block you from getting in that place. You know, with God, because we have to become desperate for God. We really have to become desperate to the point to where our heart would not be shaken. You know, let's go to tonight. Let's just start off with the word, amen. Let's go to Psalm. There's a few places I want to go, but let's see. Let's go to Psalm 112. Amen. We could do that one again. Amen. Let's go to Psalm 112. I'll start off with this one verse, and as the Lord begins to give me more, we'll go from there. Because it's imperative that we understand that some things we go through, it will, let's see. Amen. As we go through life, we're going to be tried and tested. And you want to make sure that we have and we are standing on good ground. As we continue to see challenges going to come in life, you know, people are going to change, when there's all kinds of situations are going to change, we have to understand and know that we're going to stand. Okay, let's go to Psalm 112, verse 7. It says, "He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord." Okay, here I want to point to this verse here because when our hearts has to be fixed. Amen. We need to make sure that, because when challenges are going to come, opposition is going to come. It's very important that we stand. Very, very important that we stand and not be taken by situations. As we look here, as you do with this verse here, he says, "He shall not be afraid of the evil tidings." Now, we know the Bible talks about good tidings, and good tidings are referred to as the good news. Well, if we hear evil tidings, that means evil news or bad news. We're going to have bad news come in life, unfortunately. God reigns when justice was unjust. Trials and tribulations come to all men. You know, we're going to be tried. We'll be tried and tested. But the thing is, we have to learn, we have to understand, we have to stay encouraged that no matter what happens, let your feet be planted in God. Let your heart be fixed in God. Not only that, but you be so desperate for what God says or for what God has said, for His will to be done, that nothing else matters. No matter what someone can say to you to try and shake you in your faith, refuse to lose. Refuse to be shaken. Refuse to draw back. And sometimes you have to be just that desperate in God to pursue God in spite of all the opposition. He says, "He shall not be afraid of evil tidings." You will not be afraid of evil news, bad news. Sometimes we go through you don't want to scare them with prison news because we don't want to hear nothing bad. Well, sometimes in order for good news to come, bad news must try us. But it's going to be all right. See, the good thing about it is when we're serving God, when we allow God to do what He does, we're going to have victory. God is going to cause us to triumph. He's going to cause us to be successful if we put our trust in Him. But if we trust in anything else besides Him, we're not guaranteed success. Okay. All right. So let's go. Let's go to the word here. Okay, now, let me talk about what desperate is. Desperate. Desperate, it says, it means very sad or upset because of not having little or no hope. Let me try this one here. Let me go down here. Okay, desperate means having, and in some cases, loss of hope. Some people just use loss of hope to where nothing else. And this is where we see, and we're going to look at to where you put our hope in so much, in everything else. Like the song says, after you've done everything else, try Christ. I have a question. Why do we have to try wait till everything else fail, then we come to God at the end? If our faith is in God like the way we say it is, why we got to try everything else then try Christ? Now, I understand if there's a person in the center who never tried God before, then that would be, I can understand that. That makes sense. Because after you try doing it your way, you try to do the way, okay, you may need a new way of life on believing. Okay, and now you can try Christ. But why do we have Christians have to get down, dirty, lose everything, go through all kind of extra stuff, Now we want to try Christ after all of that. That should have been the first option. It should have been no other choice but try him first. Yeah, you know. I guess tweet is on there, you know, but it, to me it just seems a whole lot better just starting off in him than trying everything else. Amen. Okay, so as we go further, he says, involving or employing extreme measures in an attempt to escape defeat or frustration. You're desperately running for your life. You're trying to get out of this thing so bad to where, you know, nothing else matters. But here we see, you know, when, you know, situations get so extreme to where nothing else is working, nothing else is going to matter until you get in God's presence to where only one person can save you is God. Involving or employing extreme measures in an attempt to escape defeat or frustration. Life has come at you so hard to where only way you're gonna survive, only way you're gonna make it is by God. Sometimes we have situations like that. We don't have it like all the time, but we have some things that be poking at us and things that be looking at us in situations to where you feel it lurking. You feel that, you know what, this is about to get real crazy. God, I need you to come through. So I'm being desperate for God. Now, the thing is about this, now understand this, faith and fear can never work together. Let's establish that. You cannot be in fear of a thing and then try to have authority over it. If you have fear in something, if something has fear over you, or you're in fear over something, you can't have authority over it. Because you're now subject to this thing because it has a grip on you. So we can't be in fear, as far as being desperate, we got to understand, if we want to be in fear, we're not in faith. But when we become desperate in God to where, you know what, God, I want you, and no matter what this life may bring, no matter what happens, see, when you are desperate for God, you won't lose. But when you are desperate for things of the world or anything else besides God, and you allow some things to overtake you in your faith, or things have opposition against you to where you find yourself operating in fear towards something, now you find yourself in a bad place. But when we are desperate for God, that means we would, you know, nothing else matters. Like the thing says, involving extreme measures, you know, to where you believe, you standing and believing on that word, you know, you believe in what God, that word God gave to you. It says also to involving extreme danger or possible disaster, to where you lay everything on the line, say, God, I don't care right now. I'm in the wall. My back is against the wall. But I refuse to believe anything else or go any other way. I'm going to stick with you, God. I'm going to stand with you. This is the type of faith that people like, you know, Abraham and some of those guys had, David had. You know, this is the type of faith they were so desperate for God to where no matter the situation, they want to stand. Okay, let's go to Romans chapter 4. Amen. I like to use that one as a good example right there. Romans chapter 4. Verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope. Does that even make sense? Who with right now is against hope because he was like almost hopeless in a matter of situation. When you look at his circumstance, he was hopeless, but believed in hope that whatever God said, that was going to happen, that he might become the father of many nations. He took God at his word, even though his situation looked desperate, even though his situation looked hopeless, even though his situation looked like he was not going to win. I love this scripture because he says, who against hope? Right now, his situation, look, he was old, His body wasn't doing the way it used to do when he was young. But God says for him that he's going to be a father of many nations. That takes some faith in God, because here it is, you're seeing yourself in the water. Look at a reflection of yourself. You're hearing what God is saying, and you look at yourself like, thank God. You say, what now? A father of many nations. Okay, but anyway, let me mention this. If anyone needs to call and you have any questions or comments right now, the number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get an answer, question, or comment. Amen at this time. So, once again, so we're about to get into this thing. We're about to warm it up now. So here it is. We see Abraham. God has given Abraham a word. And it looks like it's going to be impossible for this word to take place. God may have given you a word about your situation. God may have given you a revelation about where you are in life and let you know what, this is not the best for you. I have better for you. And you look at yourself, you're looking at first of all at yourself, you look at your situation like, God, I mean, did you hear what they just said? But our jobs are ending. And you say, I'm going to be rich. How can this going to happen if they just said, they told our jobs about to end, such and such day? You say, I'm going to be a father, but my wife just found out that she can't have any kids. How is this going to happen? It looks kind of desperate right now. Right now, you have almost no reason to believe God for anything, because it looks like what you need God to do is impossible. Talking about being desperate for God. In those times when it looks like there's nothing left to do but give up, quit, throw in the towel. God says not so. It's going to take you being desperate for God for any miracle to happen. A miracle is something that happens that only God is able to do. You need a miracle in your life. God's got it. I tell you what, there's a lot of things that happen in life that if we start getting hungry for God again, we'd be surprised with some things that has been impossible that will not be so impossible. Verse 18 says, who against hope believed in hope. Hope was against him, but he believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. He believed one word from God. He believed that word. He took that word from God. He said, according to that which was spoken. See, he believed according to which that was spoken. He took God his word. So shall thy seed be. So shall thy seed be. Amen. He said, so shall thy seed be. So even though. He said, so shall thy seed be. But, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. He didn't consider the odds that was against him. He didn't consider the opposition that was pressing against him. He didn't look at the statistics on a scale of 1 to 10, how many people actually would get this accomplished. I remember I was watching a movie, it was a kids type movie, was, you know, and there was like what kind of percentage we have the, there was in a stream situation at the time. What kind of position, what kind of opportunity, not opportunity, what kind of, what's the statistic of us making through the situation? This is 0.0003%. He said, there was under the stream a lot of pressure. He said, I'll take that 0.003% chance to make it. You know, it almost was pretty much like no chance at all to make it through the situation. But he said he would take that little bit to come out of the situation. And you know what? They made it. See, what I'm saying is this. It's going to take some desperate measures from you in God in order for you to see your situations change. Everything may not look favorable all the time. You may not get all the right news. You may not even get all the best news. But where do you stand in God? Do you stand in God enough to be able to stand on Him? Do you stand in God enough to stand on His word? Do you stand in God enough to make sure your heart is fixed, that no matter what's coming at your way, no matter what's coming at you, no matter who says you will make it, no matter who says you can, regardless of what, you would not be moved in this matter. He would not fear evil tidings or evil news, but his heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. See, in those times, we need to have a fixed heart. And let's go in to see that. Okay, you know, we need to have a fixed heart. Just want to make mention of that. So he goes on and says, so shall thy seed be. This is what's going to happen for you. And being not weak in faith. See that. Now, we got to understand this is where your faith cannot be weak. You can't be teeter-totter in your faith. You can't be one minute you believe God, next minute you can't. You can't be teeter-totter. You have to be solid. Your heart must be fixed. In order for you to really be desperate, to really go forth and be desperate in God and really allow Him, you know, is a process too. And let me stop there for a second, because I want you to understand, being desperate in God is not just being in desperate moment. It's not that. Being desperate in God comes before this moment. Being desperate in God happens like now, or before the storm comes, that you want to get all that God has for you in His presence, in His word. We have to get hungry for God so much that we realize how much, sometimes we don't really realize how much we need God. See, it's not in being desperate in the moment. We're not talking about being desperate in the moment about being, you know, we're not talking about being desperate in the moment. We're talking about being desperate in God. But being desperate in God will lead you to victory in your desperate moments. We're not exalting the situation over our God, but we're exalting our God above any situation that we can fix. I mean, situation that we're facing. I want to make sure I bring clarity to that, because we're not exalting the situation to where, now, oh, we need God. No. We're talking about positioning ourselves in God before the storm comes, so when the storm does come, we're not overtaken by the storm, because our God is greater. And we know that, and we live that. In order for your heart to be fixed, that means you have to be in position with God before the thing comes to move you. When you in position before, so when we talk about being, so once again, he says, I will not fear evil tidings. I mean, he will not fear evil tidings. But my heart is fixed. So he's not going to go in fear because of some bad news, because his heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. It didn't move from what it was. You're not trying to just get in a position. You were already in position. So being desperate in God is not moving according to your situation, but according to your relationship with God. You're already in position, so when the opposition comes, you won't move. When we talk about being desperate in God, you understand that man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So you understand and know that no matter what comes your way, your heart is already your heart is so fixed on trusting God, matter of fact, moving, walking in God, that no matter what comes at you, you will not be moved. The opposition is going to come at you, try you on every side. He's going to try to put pressure on you here, pressure on you there, but no matter what, you will not be moved. Abraham, okay, amen, back to Abraham, amen. He says, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, Abraham knew his body didn't function the way it used to. He wasn't putting his hope in his body. His hope and trust was not in his body working. His hope was in the word that God spoke. He had nothing to do with, even his body was technically against him because his body was saying, look here, I'm old. I don't know what you're trying to do, but I'm old. His body was speaking against, his body was technically against, kind of speaking against what he was, or his, was in opposition against what people said. That's what made it such a miracle, because his body was not able to produce and do what it was or naturally was doing at a younger age. His body was old. His body was lifeless. But his hope was not in his body. But his hope was in his God. That one word, that's what his hope was in. He was so desperate for God that he believed God. Come on, let's go a little further. Considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old. What? Neither yet the deadness of Sarah will not. Now here we talk about a double take. Because not only his body, but also it ain't like he got a little 25-year-old wife either now. Abraham had a wife just as old as he was. So not only the opposition of him producing, but also for her receiving and bringing forth. So who, you know, even him, who against hope in the natural, in hope by the Spirit. Let me slow it down. He got on and he said, considered not his own body, now yet was old, and neither the deadness of Sarah's womb, he staggered not at the promises. In other words, he didn't go back and forth at the promises. He didn't. He wasn't in moment in spirit one moment and out of the next moment. He staggered not. He was not a drunk man in the spirit when he came down his face. Because some of us in the spirit, if we see ourselves in the spirit, we look like a drunk man trying to walk straight. We look like a drunk man trying to walk straight. One minute we believe God because of the way the wind blow hard enough. Oh, next minute, oh, I don't know if God can do it. Well, then again, God may do it, but then again, I don't know. Yeah, we were a drunk man trying to go 2 steps forward and 3 steps back. That was not the way Abraham walked. He stood all odds and believed God. He was desperate for what God, about what God said. He was desperate for God. He stayed before with God. He stood against all the opposition. It even seemed like it was an impossible situation for him to accomplish the goal that God set for him to do. How in the world was he going to be a father of many nations? And he was almost dead because of his body. Him and his wife. Not only him, just him and his wife. It was one thing, it was him producing seed, but also his wife producing eggs, even to carry the seed to bring forth. Desperate. Abraham was desperate for God. That's so desperate that he did not put his hope in anything else or anyone else. See, it comes right back to that again. Let's look at the script. Let's go back to definition. It says, very sad, upset because of not having little hope, no hope. See, the desperate part of the desperation was because, okay, let me bring it back to you like this. Part of the desperate thing was he had no hope in his own body. I mean, really, he was just too old. Feeling or showing despair, very bad or difficult to deal with. Done with all of your strength or energy and with little hope of succeeding. Well, if you look at his body was saying all of that. You look, you ain't got no hope in your body. But see, instead of putting his hope or trust in his body being able to do this, he put his heart and trust in God. And remember now, Abraham didn't have a Bible to go by that we did, like we do. He didn't have an account to read by like we do. Let's go a little further. But what Abraham had was a relationship with God. See, we must begin to get to our place with our relationship with God that we're desperate for God. To where nothing else matters. Like I said, why try everything else and come back to God? Then try God. Why should God get the last piece? last, you know, why should he get the last try things? But yet we're believers, we should have been the first. Why we have to go through so many other avenues to try and get something done, then we come to God. After we done lost, you know, but pretty much lost all hope and about ready to give up. See, but if we were desperate, if we were not desperate in our, you know, okay, so the difference is a lot of times we'd be desperate in our situation and to our situation. But we need to be desperate to God. Be so caught up, so extreme in him that we know that he's the only one that's able to keep us from falling. He goes on to say, having a loss of hope, desperate spirit crying for relief. You know, as far as when we crying, you know, like no hope, okay? No hope in our own. So if we cry with no hope, let it be because, you know, we see our, you know, flesh, and, you know, it was like Abraham, his flesh looked like he wasn't going to be able to make it, wasn't going to be able to do it. So he was desperate in his walk with God to where he was, he believed God above every measure that was against him. Suffering extreme need or anxiety. In spite of all of that, his hope was in God, the Word of God, not himself, not his body, not his abilities. See, we got to get past ourselves and get desperate for God because, see, weak in ourselves cannot do it. Our righteousness is as a filthy rag. We can't do it. He says we can do all things through Christ, through Christ, through Christ who strengthens us. We're weak. We're weak. He's the one who makes us strong. See, the most important factor is it's in him, not ourselves. So when we become more desperate in him, to him, now we begin to see the miracle, the hand of God working on our behalf. He goes on to say, involving extreme danger. See, sometimes it's like, for an impossible disaster, it comes to the point of being like this. It's either God or nothing else. God, either you're going to do it or it will not be done. Because in me and myself, I can't do it. But you and you, you're the only way I can get it done. It's only a situation to where time has run out. Your money has run out. And the only person who can save you is God. That's what I'm talking about. You got to be desperate to him. So, Lord, I believe you. My heart is fixed. Trust in the Lord. So you see how that comes back in place. See, you have to be desperate for God before you get in a desperate moment. You can't be in, you know, you can't get so, I mean, you should not, we don't see the victory can be spoiled if we wait till the situation comes, then try and get desperate in God. And the reason why I say it could be spoiled because we try to, at the last minute, pull up a miracle, and then our faith is not there. Sometimes we have a bunch of fear and anxiety. That's not faith. When we believe God, just like I used an analogy last week, if there's two people, one man, both of these people got to cross the river. One man prayed. When he gets to the river, then the other man pray on his way to the river. Which one's hope is better for, to survive? Well, many people said, there's some people who said, well, at least some people were thinking, there's a man who pray once he gets to the river. Well, but the answer is the one who prayed before he got to the river. Because on his way to the river, he's preparing himself by praying and talking to the Lord. See, he's not, only thing he's fixing his heart before he gets to the opposition. This is what I'm saying. His heart being fixed to the Lord before he get to the challenge. So no matter, so once he got that thing solidified, now when he do see the river or the water, he won't go into a panic because why? Because his heart is fixed. See, we need to be desperate. We have to be desperate for God before we get to our situation. Okay, now the other person, they went to get to the river and pray. Well, now you have to overcome what you see in your mind. You have to be able to speak past or even believe past what you see. now you see a whole big, big bed of water. You got to get enough in you to cross that river right before your eyes. And now you have to pray a prayer that's going to get you across the bed. This is why we don't need to wait till we get to trouble, then we pray. This is why when we have a relationship with God, we need to be so desperate in our relationship with God to where we need him so bad that every day is an appointed day to spend time in his presence. Not when it's convenient. Not when everything is going, so good to where you don't need God, so you come to him when things turn bad. We don't wait for certain moments to come to God. But see, when we have a relationship with God, we make it a constant practice to be in his presence. A constant practice to be in his presence. Not just when things are easy. Not just when things look, when things are going good, we don't think about God. Not when you go into a challenge and you realize, Lord, I need you now. It's a lot easier to get a prayer done when you're walking with God and in God versus trying to find your way to, when a situation comes, then you try to seek after God. The chances are better, but because when you walk in this place with God, you will let him guide you, lead you. Glory to God. Amen. If anyone needs to call in, the number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get into the queue box and ask your questions or make a comment or ask prayer requests. Amen. So we have to understand, and our being desperate with God, once again, we can't be allowing everything else to be more important than we come to God in the end. No, it starts with the practice before we get to our situation. See, now is the time now to get desperate in God. Make him your lifeline for real. Make him begin to passionately go after God, pursue God like there's no other way, and there is no other way. See, you're not trying to wait till you have 4 or 5 different options, then you come to God. He says involving, and also another definition is involving extreme danger or possible disaster. Because we realize without getting in his presence, without getting to know God or walking with God, it's gonna be a mess. Life is going to be dangerous. It's going to be disastrous because we're going to try and go through life in our own strength and we're going to fail. We're not going to have success like we need to have. Like if we stayed in his presence or we come in his presence and allow him to prepare us for the river, prepare us for the extreme measure. Amen. It goes on to say it's a desperate situation or extreme intensity. We need to go to God in extreme intensity on an everyday basis. We don't need to wait till we're in this extreme measure. Then we will try to go desperately go after God in a way that We're praying a prayer of desperation or anxiety. We shouldn't be anxious to where when we come to God, we should be able to hold and be in faith, not in fear. Remember, faith and fear can never work together. We can't pray a prayer of fear and expect faith to come out of it. We have to be so determined to pray in faith, so have to be determined to stand in faith that no matter what, we will not be moved. Extreme intensity, shocking or outrageous. When we're talking about doing outrageous situations in life, we have to understand our strength is going to come from the Lord. This is the time that we should know now before the storm comes. Prepare ourselves. Okay, perfect example. The U.S. forces. People don't go through boot camp now. Well, they don't wait till the war comes, then put people in boot camp to send them off. Now, of course, we didn't have the draft back in the days, and the draft did that. But it's a whole lot easier when you have people with troops that are ready and prepared for battle versus waiting for the time when the battle comes and then trying to get prepared to go there. This is why we train, prepare ourselves, so we can better handle situations as they come. We don't wait till the last minute to get prepared for a battle. That's poor leadership. That's poor. Poor leadership is waiting for you, just let you send you out there and find your way back, or send you out there amongst the wolves and you try to survive and come back. Good leadership is when they prepare you before you get to the battle, before you get to the war, before you get to the situation that you can better make a so you can make a better decision in the time of trouble. So it brings us to the place of being desperate, so even to where we're so determined to learn. We're so determined to grow. We're so determined to pursue God before the storm. When the storm comes, we have no problem hearing for God on how to survive, how to overcome, how to overcome the situation. So being desperate in God, understand my people, is not in trying to make things happen once you get into the trouble. Being desperate in God, it goes back to getting in that place with God, knowing Him, spending time with Him, pursuing God before you get to the situation. So when the situation do come, your heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. See how that comes back around? He says, verse 20 of Romans 4 again says, he staggered not the promises of God through unbelief. See, sometimes we can just, it's a doubt is one thing, but then unbelief is another. Because, see, that man who went to, he got to the river and prayed, it's going to be kind of hard for him to get past the fact you got a big bed of water before you, and you got to pray one prayer right now that's going to help you get through that. Some people will fall out. Some people just wouldn't know how to even act or what even do, because they look at the vastness of the situation and fall out. But when those who pray before they get to the water, they understand no matter what comes the way, God's going to see them through this thing. Because their hope is not in their situation, or for them trying to get out of the situation, but their hope is in their God that's going to cause them to overcome this situation. Amen. So he goes on and says, but was strong in faith. He said, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He was not moved. His heart was fixed, trusting in the Lord. He was not moving at all. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Now, verse 21 says, and being fully, completely saturated, persuaded. He was fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. See, he was so desperate in God going into the situation that he could believe. He was fully persuaded. He was fully convinced. He was not moving that God was going to perform that which he promised. He was able to perform it. He didn't have to have another account or another testimony of anyone else making it. But he just know his God. Daniel 11:32 says, they that know that God shall be strong and do exploits. How are we going to know our God? How are we going to see God in action? How are we going to see the manifestation of God if we don't know him? To know him. Amen. He goes on to say, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, what God had promised, see, when you stand on the promises of God, that's why you got the whole, see, that's why we go back to the first part. He says, not being weak in faith, but he considered not his own body. Well, going back to it, so he staggered not the promises of God. So we have to understand that's why we have to stay fixed in this thing. We cannot stagger at the promises of God. He said what he had promised, he was able to perform. Okay, and therefore it was imputed to him as righteousness. See, we show the righteousness of God, we show the rightness of God, we show the power of God when we stand and we prepare ourselves desperately before we get to the situation. Instead of waiting until the situation comes, then we get desperate. See, there's a difference between being prepared. We desperate prepare ourselves in the presence of God versus when we get to a situation and we become desperate. Let me say that again. It's about desperately preparing ourselves to be in the presence of God, or desperately preparing ourselves in the presence of God versus getting to our situations and become desperate. This is not what we want to do. We cannot stagger at the promises of God and expect God to come bring us through. We have to be desperate in our cultivating, in our growing in God, desperate, and we have to desperately prepare ourselves in the presence of God before the storm comes. So when the storm comes, we'd be able to speak to the storm. Be able to speak to the, you know, we can say, peace, be still. We can be able to walk on the water. See, when we desperately prepare ourselves, now we can walk on the water because Jesus gives us one word, come, and we can walk on the water. Understand, my peoples. If we want to do anything in God, accomplish anything great in God, we have to desperately prepare ourselves to walk in God. And when the desperate situations come, we won't find ourselves just being desperate. And now it's hard to get our faith to work because we're desperate. And now we begin to go in anxiety and panic. In other words, we let fear come in. Remember, faith and fear are like water and oil. They don't mix. They won't work. You cannot be in fear of anything and have authority over it. Let me say that again. You cannot have fear of anything and have authority over it. But we have to stand strong in God. The only way we can stand strong in God, we have to prepare ourselves desperately. Let's desperately prepare ourselves in God. So when our challenges and situations come, we find ourselves not being desperate. Glory to God. I pray that you receive that tonight and understand that if we, when we desperately prepare ourselves in his presence, we don't have to worry about being desperate when our situations come. Our heart, see, we will not be afraid of evil tidings. We will not be afraid of bad news when it comes. We will not be afraid of bad situations when we hear about something or bad things people may say. We will not be afraid. We stay in faith. Our heart will be fixed, trusting in the Lord. Like the Shunammite woman when her son died, the husband asked, what's going on? She said, all is well. She didn't lose her composure. Along the way, she was straight on to the prophet. Got the prophet, said, you're telling me, look here. Now you promised me this child. Now you need to see what this child here. He sent his servant to go and take a staff, but then he also went. She didn't lose hope at any time. She knew in order for this child to be, the child was dead. Only for that child to come back, she had to go back to the man of God who released the word. And she went back to him expecting something to be done in order to bring him back. Because think about it. If the child is dead, think about it. If the child is dead, why would she go look for somebody? Okay, you might as well plan for a funeral. She was not accepting death. She was not accepting death. Even though death came, took the boy, she did not stand for that. Why? She knew he was connected by a prophet. She went to the prophet to speak. The prophet did bring forth, okay, look here, you said God was going to give me a child. Not for him to give me a child and to take it. She went to the one who released that word. Okay. Her heart was already fixed. She expected the prophet to deliver. And the prophet, through the power of God, did. We got to be able to go back to God in confidence and faith, expecting God to move, not hoping God will move. She didn't go to the prophet hoping, oh, brother, I hope again. No. She expected him to move. She expected God to show up, to show up. She wasn't desperate. She was prepared, desperate, and as far as she desperately prepared herself, basically, because when the situation comes, she was not desperate. But she believed and expected God to move, to bring her son back. That was great faith by her. She didn't, the child was already dead. Why did she go in and go get a prophet? Because she expected and she believed. I mean, she believed and she expected. Let me say it the right way. She believed and she expected God to answer and come through and bring her son back. And guess what? She did. She got that. Because she desperately prepared herself. Her heart was already prepared to believe God. When the opposition came, she didn't allow that thing to overtake her and shut her down. So glory to God. Tonight, we're talking about being desperate for God. Making sure you be desperate. For you, you desperately prepare yourself to be in His presence, in your Father's, going through your process of learning God, understanding God. Desperately prepare yourself in His presence. So when challenges, situations come, bad news, all kind of other stuff happen, and you get in a desperate situation, you will not find yourself desperate. But you find yourself victorious because you prepared yourself by getting in God's presence beforehand. And when the situation comes, your heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Now you can speak with authority and power, command the dead to rise. You can begin to lay your hands on the sick, they recover. Whatever you begin, whatever it takes for you, whatever you need, whatever form of victory, God will provide it for you because you desperately prepared yourself to be in His presence. Amen. See, God, we don't need this mediocre stuff. We just, I pray, I read. No. We need to do it passion. Desperately go into His presence. Boldly come to the throne of grace that you receive help in the time of trouble. That's the word. We need to desperately go into His presence. God, I need you. Be like Hannah. Lord, I need you. I need a child. Give me a child, lest I die. She was so passionate about getting that child, putting her life down, lest I die. The Lord, if you give me a child, I'll give him back to you. She was desperately seek God about having that child. And she got pregnant. And she gave that child back to him. She kept his word. One of the greatest prophets ever in the Bible. But she was desperate. She wanted what God had for her. Do you want what God had for you? Amen. Thank God for each and everyone tonight. The number to call, if anyone have any quick question or prayer request, 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the Q box. Just want to encourage your hearts tonight with that. Being desperate in God. We need to get to desperate in God in our relationship with Him. Let's take it to another place now. Let's get desperate for God like never before. So if anyone who needs salvation, we ask you to open up your hearts tonight. If there's anyone who needs to be saved, we want to encourage you to follow us in this prayer. Father, forgive me for I'm a sinner. I want to be saved. I ask Jesus to come into my heart. I believe that Jesus died on the cross, and on the third day He rose just for me. Lord, I open up my heart and I receive You as my Lord and Savior. You rose Jesus on the third day with all power in His hands. And I thank You for it. I'm now saved in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And I'll give right quick and pray for anyone who needs to be rededicated, life needs to be rededicated to the Lord. I'll give you an opportunity. Father, forgive me. I've strayed. I've sinned. I ask You to bring me back in right fellowship with You. I surrender all, and I thank You, and I receive You as my Lord and Savior once again. I'm coming back to the fellowship. I thank You, Lord God, for His help and even strength. Thank you for bringing me back in the place of you, Lord God. I receive now in Jesus' name. Amen. So, amen. I just want to call you. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. If we have a question, we'll come on forth. Amen. Amen. We have someone on the line?
Yes, 111.
Oh, I'm sorry. Good evening, Apostle Marcus. My phone was on mute. I apologize. Good evening, Apostle Dupree. I just wanted to just comment on a message tonight, just saying I'm a witness to that of, like you said, being desperate for God. I was in a position where I was connected, you know, to the wrong ministry, almost like that example you preached about when we had phones and we had a wrong charger for that phone. You know, sometimes we might go out and buy a cheap one and it either messes it up or doesn't give it enough energy, and not having the full power that you need. But I do thank God that although I knew that that connection wasn't the right one, I was desperate. I was, you know, I searched out, and I stayed in prayer, and I searched out, and just even though I was still connected with the wrong connection, I was searching for a better connection. So it's so true what you're saying, like being desperate, because I was, you know, you're leaving off of a spiritual table and you're still, you know, you're still searching for more to eat, as to say that you don't leave full. So I think like you said, being desperate and looking, because it allowed me to be led to the right ministry, which is Eagle Wings International Ministry, where I get up from the table and I'm full. So I just want to encourage somebody, because it's not always, you know, you being out of fellowship and waiting for the last minute to you know God. Sometimes you can be in fellowship and you're not just in the right connection. You know, if you know if you're still hungry, when you know if you still, if that need is not being met spiritually. So I just want to, you know, say that to encourage someone, because sometimes we can be out of fellowship, which we still need to be desperate for God, not having a church home, not having no covering, but at the same time, we can be in fellowship and in the wrong fellowship, and that happens a lot. People are connected to the wrong ministries. So I'm just saying, if you are out there, just stay connected to God, because even when I eventually, you know, removed myself, I was uncovered for a while, but God, you know, he gives you what you need, and I believe that came from being desperate. You know, I was desperate for a long time. I was listening in and, you know, staying in the background with things, and God will give you what you need. But he honors you being desperate, as you say, Apostle Dupree. So I just wanted to comment on that from, you know, being a witness of that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Amen. And that's what's going to, sometimes, you know, being desperate, you know, being being so desperate for God, for wanting his will for our life, and realizing that sometimes we're being afflicted, that we're not getting or we're not doing, producing, but that hunger is what sustains you to keep you pursuing God and getting that which he has for you. It's hard sometimes, but you have to do what you have to do. Amen. So I thank God for helping you, sustaining you, and bringing you forth in connection to where now all is well, and you continue to grow forth in that hunger. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you for commenting tonight. Amen. Anyone else? You're welcome to call in. Amen. Praise God. We just thank the Lord for each and every one, for real, and I just thank God for what he's doing in this hour, and just encourage you in your time of being desperate for God. Truly, just let God have his way. It's going to be an awesome thing when God's presence is he show up and show how he moves in a very special way. I thank God for doing exactly what he desired to do in our lives, as we allow him to, amen, because sometimes we can fight against God, and because we don't want to do it God's way, but let's do it his way, you know, and like I said, prepare ourselves. So, amen, so when the storm comes, we can be ready for when the storm, we will get overtaken. Your heart is fixed, trust in the Lord. You'll be ready, you're able to stand, and no matter what, you'll go forth. Thank you. All right, well, God bless you, amen. So, Father, we thank you for your word tonight. And we thank you, Lord God, for a great time in your presence, Lord God. Thank you as we release your word. Thank you for even changing the Lord word, changing lives and dealing with hearts tonight, in Jesus' name. I thank you for moving in an awesome way, Lord God. Thank you for showing yourself strong. And we also thank you for showing them how they can get desperate in your presence as they prepare themselves for the journey. Not when they get in the situation and be desperate, but, Lord, prepare themselves desperately in their your presence, oh God, that you prepare them, you cause them to be strong, and then when the time, when a situation becomes desperate, they will see the hand of God move on their behalf. So we thank you, Lord God, that they will stay in faith, not in doubt. They will not go in fear, but stay in faith. So we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Give you praise, glory, and honor. Your son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Oh, amen. Well, praise God. We thank God for each and every one. May God continue to bless you. Have an awesome week, and we'll see you back here on next week. Amen. And see what God is going to do next. Amen. God bless you. Kingdom blessings from Eagle Swings International Ministries. Join us Sunday evenings at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number is called to call is 843-619-0410, 843-619-0410, and there's no code. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night. Amen.
Yes, he.